We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Over Not America. Is this ever going to get old? I don't think so. It's too good. Too good! Are you still crying right now? Now, if you've been just basking in this feeling since the horn blast, the handshakes were done, and there they were celebrating in the locker room, tell me what this emotion feels like. You've waited so long for this opportunity, and it's finally here. Did you cry? What did you do? Did you pass out? You finally come to? Wake up, wake up. The phone lines are open for you, Blues fans. Tell me, how you feeling? Honestly, is it as good as you imagined it to be? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It feels pretty great right now. This is coming from a casual Blues fan, someone that moved into the area. I haven't waited my whole life for this opportunity. You have. Tell me, honestly, honestly, how does it feel? It's only fitting that Big Al would be the first one on the line. Hey, Big Al, what's going on?
You and Raby are good luck charms. I called it. I called it. I called it. You guys had to come to town and bring the mojo, and thank you very much. And I called in to you, my first call, after the NHL put it to us, and I said, Rec, they will not win another game. And, oh, boy, I have vision, and most of you all wear bifocals. So I just want to say I called it. And that's what happens when you blank a stranger in the blank, call Big Lebowski out, and you followed it, and I was being good. But
can I tell you a coincidence? My very first game ever, Blues game, was against the Boston Bruins this year when the Blues won. And I think it was a shootout, actually. Very first one, well, the Blues, man, they got it. They're ready.
I love the team. I love their spirit, and we got more work to do. This isn't over yet, and I just want to say, as a person going back to 67 and watching this thing for 52, going on 53 years, if I'm dreaming, don't wake me up, and Boston with Tuukka Rask is going to be one tough task, and bring them on, and mm-hmm. I'm proud of my city. I'm proud of my team, and I called him dead at Veterans Day, and I didn't know Berube was coming. Army, I know I'm on you a lot, but you did a good job, and I'm wrong. And I don't say that very often because I'm usually not. But I love you, Rhett.
Thanks,
Go
Big
Blues.
Al. Go Blues indeed. All right. How many of you went online and bought one of those hats, man? They look nice. Whew. Western Conference Championship hats. Whew, so nice. I am excited. I watched some of the coverage from the NBC Sports Network, and I was curious if they were going to give the same shade that they've been throwing at the Blues through this playoff series. I'm going to go even further at this point. I'm going to say I'm done with them trying to say, how are the Blues going to match up against the Bruins? Forget that. How are the Bruins going to match up against the Blues? They should watch this series. And when the Blues turned it on, smothering the Sharks this whole time? I don't think there was a time after the refs gave it to them. I don't think there was a time when the Sharks even had a chance. Blues, man, they got that eye of the tiger. I'm excited. Kenny from St. Louis. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling?
Oh, man, we're doing it. We're going to bring that cup back home. I said from the beginning of the playoffs, this is a team to beat. And yeah. I don't think there ain't nobody can beat us.
The way they are looking right now, excited for Monday. That's a long time to wait for that
game.
I know,
it is.
All
right, so I don't know if I can wait that long.
How long have you been waiting? Or how long have you been a Blues fan?
Oh, man. Since we had Brett Hogg, Shanahan.
All right, so you're looking 20 years back. Yeah, you're going about 25 years. Yeah, you're going that far, so I guess you can wait a couple of days, but man, it's going to feel like forever. And I'm glad the Blues were able to do this on home ice. It means that there's not an extra day travel.
I didn't want to have to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to go back to San Jose.
I know. No one did. Thanks, Kenny. We'll see you.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
Well, this is an exciting night. How you feeling? 314-436-7900. Blues fans, you've been waiting for this one. You've earned it. You've earned it. You're allowed to cry, guys. Greg from Chesterfield, what's up?
Been a fan for 52 years, been with them the whole time. My buddy and I are season ticket holders the last few years, and we are absolutely on cloud nine.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a high five, and I said, no, that's not going to do. It's time for a hug, buddy. And there we were, hugging on row J, section 320, having this the best time of our lives.
You can hug a stranger right about now, and it's going to be a very loving crowd, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
You.
This has been the most exciting 4 months of Blues hockey. It's awesome. It's our time. We're going to do it. Blues in five against the Bruins.
All right. Blues in five. All right, Greg. I would love to see him do it in four. Let's have a sweep here, man, and just do it on home ice.
I like it, baby.
Please.
Okay, four, we'll do it.
Thanks, Greg. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, honestly, if the Blues keep playing the way they are, a sweep is not out of the question, honestly. You know, you may be speaking out of turn, I swear, but this is the type of team that shows up. Listen, they could have sat down and gave up after that hand pass and said, there it is, the ref's giving it to the Sharks again. But what happened? They came back, they swung harder. This is like watching an episode of Rocky. Like, you at the Rocky giving you a speech, man, you know, you're going to love pain. Pain is your friend. They go in there and they come back even harder. When you get down, you get back up. That's what you do. Love seeing all of that. Jasper calling in from Georgia. Wow, all the way from Georgia.
Hey, how you doing, my man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, the good Lord is with them.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
How do you know that?
Yes, about time. It's like the Seattle Mariners going to the World Series. You know?
That's what it's like.
You know, I've been with the team the whole time. I mean, playing for them all season.
What?
Since the late 70s.
Late 70s. So you've seen a lot since then.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, that's it. They're going to pull it off.
Yeah.
How
is this different? How is this team different from the other ones you've seen?
They didn't give up, and they just had, you know, get a lot of the good players and got some of the good, really good players from other teams that wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And put them on one and just having a coach and a manager just saying on them, hey, you know what? Don't give up, you know.
Don't
keep
do
going
it.
Forward, even if you're dragging the ground, you know.
Berube has been a great leader for this club the right time. You know what?
Yes, sir.
And the thing is, when he came in, he was only, 20 games into the season. Things were still rough up until about January. And a lot of people were saying, okay, is Berube the right fit? And I'm so glad Doug Armstrong stuck around and said he is. We're not making any other moves this year. No need for that. That is so smart. I mean, so many right decisions were made at the right time. And then you get Binnington thrown into the mix, and it was just a perfect storm. So, hey, enjoy it, Jasper. You got the Stanley Cup Finals ahead of you. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Wow, all the way down from Georgia. I want to take more of your calls. Tell me how you're feeling, man. Did you hug a stranger today? Are you going to? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Get pumped. You deserve it. It's Overnight America, KMOX. This is perfect. This is what I love about KMOX. It's 12:20 a.m. in St. Louis, Missouri, and all of our phone lines are filled. Ready to celebrate this big Blues victory. Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm just as pumped as you are, but the thing is, I haven't waited 30 years for this moment. You have. You have been waiting for this opportunity again, and now you see the team that is put in front of you has the ability not only to do it, but bring it here home. Man, so exciting. I want to get as many of your calls as I can at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Go ahead. If you were crying, you could admit it. Let's start with Carlos, who's calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Carlos, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm doing good. I've been a Blues fan my whole life. I've been waiting for this my whole life, and it's happened, and I hope they bring it home. I've been a Blues fan since Brendan Shanahan, Brett Hall, Curtis Joseph, Adam Oakes.
Wow.
Scott Stevens.
You've seen it. You've seen it through the years.
I've seen it through the years.
You've had heartbreak. You've had opportunities, but none of them as good as this one.
No, and I hope they bring it home. I want them to win it in five.
You're saying win it in five. Okay. That'll be back in Boston. I'd love to see them do it on home ice, but I'm telling you, the way that they've been able to smother these other teams, whew, I'm telling you, they are going out there, and they mean business. So, Carlos, anything can happen.
And if they win it in St. Louis, it's going to be,
it's going to be crazy. All right, thanks, Carlos. Good luck to you here. All right, bye. That's awesome. Did you hear during the coverage here on KMOX they were talking about how they've arranged certain celebrations during the week on game days here? They got some bands coming in. They couldn't announce who they were, but they got a lot of celebrations ready to go here. Rebecca from Montana, what's going on?
I'm just listening to KMOX like I do every game night, listening to all the coverage. Just keeping up to date with my Blues, man.
What's this feeling like for you right now?
Amazing. It's still a thread with my family back home. I've lived out here for about 20 years. So we have this big group text, and everybody was just crazy texting, and my cousin was at the game tonight, and it was just amazing. And I was hiking through the woods because I have to burn off all that nervous energy. And so I hike and listen to KMOX, and I was screaming and definitely keeping the Bears away with the excitement tonight.
Who's the biggest fan in your family?
I think probably my Uncle Ron, and we all are in our own way, but I'm always the one that's like, no negative vibes, only positive vibes. You have to send them the love and the strength. And so they call me Nature Girl. But my uncle, he's the one that is just over the moon.
Uh-huh. Just over the moon. And it's going to be like that for the next couple of days. Do you already have your Monday plotted out, ready to watch game one?
Oh, yeah. The whole calendar is, you know, every game is on my calendar. And if they, God forbid, have to go so long, Game 6 is on my 45th birthday.
Oh, well, that's going to be double good.
Would be amazing.
All right, Rebecca. Thank you. Go Blues.
Yep. Go Blues.
Oh, that is cool. All right, we got a couple of lines open for you now at 314-436-7900. How you feeling? There had to have been a lot of criers tonight. Go ahead. It's okay to admit it. This is a safe space. Chris calling in from St. Louis.
Hey, hello. I am a season ticket or partial season ticket owner for the last 32 years.
Oh, nice.
I loved hockey as a kid. And my buddy and I said when we got out of our training in medical school at St. Louis University, we were going to get season tickets. And we did in 1987. And this is the first time we have ever been here before, and I am telling you, it was so exciting. It was
32 years. You've seen a lot of games.
Every playoff game that we were not working or we were in town, we have been to, and it this, you know, this Jordan Binnington falling out of the sky on us, and the team coming together soon after that. It just, I've been going to games so long, I don't know hockey because I can't understand how they started out so poorly and they end up here tonight.
Yeah,
and we were at the game, and it was just like everybody around us was telling stories about how long they'd been waiting for this moment.
And it's
great for the players. It's great for the fans. I feel good for Mr. Stillman and the organization, and Mr. Armstrong. And it's just, so exciting to be in here. And I'm the eternal pessimist. So for me, if this is all they get, I'm happy. It would make it an epic novel if they were to win four more games. But I am just so excited to be here right now, to be looking at going to a game where they're going to be playing for the Stanley
Cup.
Take
advantage of having season tickets for 32 years. Chris, what's that rap song? It's like, we were on the bottom, but now we on top. All right, thanks, Chris. Good to hear from you. Live it up tonight, all right?
Oh, I will. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Awesome. 32 years been waiting for this moment. Jeff in Illinois, what's going on?
Yes, hey. So as a kid growing up in Warson Woods, and I'm on the Illinois side now, I distinctly remember the Blues, in 67, 68, and 70, getting to the Stanley Cup Finals, thinking it was going to happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to happen often.
Oh, sure.
And it just doesn't. So I think the Blues are going to make it happen this time. It's really exciting. And I think with this particular team, they overcome adversity. They had that... the terrible no hand, the hand pass.
Oh, yeah. They used it. They used and they fed on that.
Exactly. And you thought that was going to, get them down, and that would be another bad Blues omen, And yet they've overcome it.
What about all these Blues fans, these young Blues fans that weren't around to remember what it was like, in the 70s, 50 years ago? The ones that don't realize how special this is, the ones that think that this is, just happens. No, it doesn't just happen. This is special. This is real special.
You're absolutely right. And in I was at the Miracle on Oakland Avenue when they came back from five down against Calgary Flames.
Mm.
And we thought they'd win game seven at Calgary, in 86, I think it was. Somebody would have to correct me. And they didn't. They would have got to the Cup Finals then.
Yeah.
So this might be the NHL might be the toughest trip to the finals of any of the four major sports.
It is. It absolutely is. All right, Jeff. Good luck to you. Go Blues.
Great show.
Thank you. Go Blues. Bob from Imperial, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Hey, I don't think enough's been said about Binnington. I mean, he's let one goal in six periods of hockey.
Mm-hmm. So
and
good.
The San Jose Sharks.
Well, two, right? No, six,
no.
Yeah. Okay, because the last one was a shutout. Well, if you go back, it's nine, even nine periods. It's what, two and nine periods?
Yeah.
Huh.
And San Jose isn't just a chump team.
Yeah.
They're a good team.
No, that's true. Very true.
Like your previous caller said, the miracle, that Monday Night Miracle on Ice.
Mm-hmm.
I told you before I was the usher at the old arena at the Blue Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I worked the ice door with another usher on that particular game.
Mm.
Letting the players off and on the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just amazing.
This is a very special time, Bob.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And you're right about Binnington. Someone called in and said this is... he came down from the sky like manna from the sky, man. It's just waiting, that drought. Look how long Moses was in the desert, too. We're looking at the same amount of time.
I think.
All right.
Blues in six.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Go Blues.
Thanks, Ron.
James in Florida. What's going on, James?
Hey, what's going on?
How
I'll try
feeling?
To keep this short and sweet. Oh, I'm loving it. Loving it. Do you know how much of an idiot I felt like every time the Blues scored, honking my horn three times as I'm flying down the highway in a semi? This is amazing. I have not been a fan for the 40, 50, 60, 80 years like everybody else. I've just been involved since 09. Call me fair-weathered. I don't care. 09, I got involved, and the way I feel today is the same exact way I felt every season.
Every season.
And we're here. It's here. Last but not least, I have to do this. Shout out to Eric Dotson, my buddy in O'Fallon. I'll yell at you later. Thanks, man.
Thanks, James. All the way down from Florida. Go Blues. Let's take some more of your reactions, your calls. Some of the crew from the arena are going to make their way back to the studio here. Chris Raby and Alex Degman and them, from what I understand, are going to come back. So we'll welcome them in their own time, as they're probably out there celebrating as we speak, yelling and screaming, trying to keep their voices intact. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. Oh, yeah. St. Louis, you've earned it. What's that one Progressive commercial where they're back in the locker room and Flo says, you know, oh, you'll get them next time. Let's go get some ice cream. And he says, sprinkles? She says, only winners get sprinkles. You know what? Only winners get Gloria. What a night. How are you feeling, St. Louis? Ooh, man. Lines are open and you're invited to tell me how you're doing right now. You better have a smile on your face. And you better have some dried tears there, too. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Jim's calling in all the way from Tennessee. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
Good.
I know you like stories, so here's one for you. I am originally from Cleveland, Ohio. My family moved down here when I was like five. As a kid, I'd lay in bed every night listening to the Cleveland Cavaliers on 1100-3WE. Every night it would bleed over to 1120. I get to listen to the Blues. And then it would bleed back. That's how I became a Blues fan. Been a Blues fan for 45 years now.
Wow.
And this is awesome. I mean, I waited for this moment for so long. I'm fortunate enough. I work two jobs. So fortunate enough to get to listen to you guys on the way into work a lot of times. Games end. But I'm also fortunate enough to go up there quite a bit.
Right. What a special moment. And amazing how you can accidentally catch up and get some Blues games that way. And how many other people were introduced to hockey because of KMOX and that signal? It's amazing.
Oh, I know. And I never would have listened to hockey that way. How did that not happen? So another funny story too with that. Laying in bed, I guess it was 41 years ago. I don't remember which station it was, but as it was bleeding in and out to one or the other, that's how I found out the Freebird hit the ground that night. So, you know, love your station. Love listening to your show when I get off. And
go
hopefully
Blues.
I'll be in St. Louis here in the next 2 weeks.
Let's
go Blues.
We'll see you, Jim. Thanks.
Take care.
Wow. How many of you did the exact same thing? When I was a kid, I used to listen to hockey games on the radio while I was laying there getting ready to go to bed every night. You know, it was a school night. You had to go to bed at a certain time, but you turn that radio on bedside. Ryan calling in from St. Louis. What's going on?
What's going on, man? First of all, let's go Blues.
Woo, go Blues.
Love listening to you guys. Hell yeah. The main reason I'm calling in, I'm terrified of the Boston Bruins. I think the Blues have what it takes to beat this team. But I don't know how many of the listeners have watched any of the Boston Bruins series in this this playoffs. They have been absolutely on fire.
On point.
So now,
they've been sitting a long time, too, right now.
Yeah, I know. But we've got to sit till, what, Monday?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's we're going to sit, too. I think this team has what it needs to beat them. We have the resiliency. We have character. We don't give up. We have what we have. We can beat them. But
who do you think's hungrier?
I think we're hungrier.
I think so,
I definitely think. I mean, they won it last time in 2013, I think, right?
it's been a couple of years, but you know, you got some of those players that are still on the roster. And part of that too is once you get that hungry team in there, that could work for or against them. But when we saw that hand pass, they came back and they showed what hunger can do. And
right.
They smothered exactly. the San Jose Sharks after that. And
exactly.
That's the team that they're going to be out there and they're going to face and continue that momentum, man. They've shown they can do it.
If that's the team that shows up against the Bruins, we'll mop the floor with them.
I'm hoping
and
for it.
If that's what it is, it's going to be glory all day, man. I can't wait for it.
Thanks, Ryan. We'll see
you. I hope that's what it is.
Go Blues.
Go Blues.
It's going to be Gloria all day. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah! Eric calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I just calling. I cried like a baby towards the end there.
Aww. Well, of course you did. no shame,
29
man.
29 years for this. I've never seen us in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And just that feeling was, I mean, just overwhelming. I'm sure as all the Blues fans can say.
No shame whatsoever, Eric.
I have no shame at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know, but did you guys know Binnington almost actually left the NHL?
Yeah, they were talking his story and how he was passed around. And I'll tell you what, man, just like this team, this Binnington, when he had his opportunity, took advantage of it, just like this team. And it goes hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the defense stepped up. It's just, you know, it was an amazing turnaround from January 3rd being dead last in the league to going to the cup final.
Wait until the finals. If you cried for this one, wait until the waterworks happen when that Stanley Cup goes on in the ice.
Well, I hope I'm not at work this time.
Oh, you know what? It doesn't matter. There's.
I'm sure the security cameras, they're going to get a good laugh out of that.
All right, go Blues. Have a good night.
Go Blues. Thank you, guys.
All right, let me get to Randy, who's in St. Louis. What's going on?
Hey, let me say this. I go back to the Blues, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention Mr. Blue himself, the late, great Dan Kelly.
Mm.
I would listen to him on KMOX. That's how I learned the game of hockey in the early 80s. And it's just beautiful to see them turn the mighty Sharks into some little goldfishes. And I'm playing Lionel Richie all night long. All right.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Go Blues.
No, you got it. How many other players and fans are looking down on this club right now, smiling? You are so right about that. Chris Raby, who just popped in the studio here, tell me, what was it like in the broadcast booth being surrounded by some of the biggest Blues fans there are, ones that have followed this team, lived it, skated on the ice? What was it like up in the booth for that big win?
Amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just a team that I've thought for a while is different and is special. And, you know, to hear everybody call in and just the emotion of Blues fans and to see it in the arena from players and fans and former players, incredible.
Who was the first to tear up?
Oh, man. I think everyone was getting after it. I know
very
that
special.
Kelly Chase downstairs was tearing up, and Brett Hull and Bobby Plager and Mike Claiborne up in the booth with us.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I saw Yachty was there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get the support from the Cardinals.
He
is so
a
great.
Massive Blues fan.
Yeah.
And has been at, I mean, before tonight, obviously the game tonight was postponed, but he's been at a ton of the games with Adam Wainwright.
Mm-hmm.
Bueno's good friends with Alex Petrangelo, and just means a ton to the city, man. Everyone that calls in right now, everyone that's listening, everyone that has, you know, shed blood, sweat, and tears for this team and has seen this team break their hearts in a lot of different ways. I don't know how this thing's going to end, but I do know that it's been an incredible ride and that I'm just so happy for the city of St. Louis and for Blues fans because this is something really, really special. And it's something that generations of families haven't even seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So remarkable, man.
The ones that have seen it, they've seen a lot over those 50 years waiting, and they wondered how long it would take. They didn't think it would take this long, but here it is again. There's a whole different generation that hasn't been able to experience this, and they're going to see it for the first time. There's something very special about this year with the St. Louis Blues. It's something that, you know, Boston can't claim it. To them, you know, it's good, but it's not special. The Blues got something special.
And I think that to think about the city of St. Louis and over the last couple of years, what this city that I know you probably feel the same way as me. I wasn't born here, but I've been here now for years and, you know, for 5 or 6 years. And I feel like I'm a St. Louis and I get defensive about the city because there have been some bad times and the perception of St. Louis maybe hasn't been the best. And there have been some trying times and some issues that have, you know, been tough on the people that live here and the people that love this city. Mm-hmm. And for this team, I know sports are sports, but for this team that so many people live and die with, to literally at the turn of the calendar year be in last place.
They're thinking, oh, there's another season.
Well, it's kind of symbolic of what the city's gone through. And then to pull themselves up and, you know, when nobody believed in them, get to the Stanley Cup final, I think it's perfect. And the only thing more perfect would be, you know, to win the damn thing and put a big bow on it and, you know, it's right there.
It's in the realm of possibility. You want to take some calls
Let's do it. That's why I came in. I wanted to hear from the people.
All right, we got to get to the break first, but 314-436-7900. How you feeling right now? It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Miss any part of Ryan Recker on Overnight America?
What if I missed something important?
Download the podcast anytime at KMOX.com/ONA.
There it is. You've earned it. Gloria.
Woo!
All right, we're going to get as many of your reactions as we can after the big Blues win. Chris Raby in studio now. All right, let's get a call from Hartford, Illinois with Michael. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got to say, I became a fan when I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 48 now, so 32 years that
you've waited a long time.
Lived and died with playoff hockey with us.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, if they pull this off, is this a movie?
It should be.
Because you went from dead last at the beginning of January to where you're at now, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, we can sit around a campfire and sing We Are the Champions at the end, too. It would be exactly a perfect ending to it. Michael, it feels that way. We have to live it. And the way we're living it right now, it does feel like a movie, the way things have been playing out.
I did cry. Good. I will tell you.
All right, you're a fan, Michael. Go Blues!
LGB.
You got it. Greg calling in from St. Louis. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Mr. Recker!
Hey, haven't heard from you in a while. Go Blues!
Go Blues! Mr. Raby, I was a first-time caller on November 27th, and I had you and Michael run 2 laps around the building. I got you all wound up telling you the Blues were going to make it all the way to the playoffs. Uh-huh. You remember?
You know what? In November?
November 27th.
Right. And so that was a couple of days after Craig Berube took over. I'll tell you what, man, like, there was, and this is to the last caller's question about could this be a movie?
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing that this team showed in October, November, until after Craig Berube took over that made me think they could even win, like, multiple games in a row. Do you remember, man, how long it took for them to win 3 games in a row? And then to get here, it's unbelievable. And it's Craig Berube, it's Jordan Binnington, it's this team. It's just, it's remarkable. There really are no words.
Well, do you remember me calling into your program I was a first-time caller?
You're going to do it.
Oh, God bless you.
All right, you know what, maybe that's it. So what are you calling for this final if you're good at predictions?
Oh, me?
Yeah, what are you calling?
I do believe that they will take it.
Good.
I do
All right,
yes.
Perfect. All right, Greg, good to hear from you again. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, Blues. Kevin from St. Louis. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on?
How you feeling?
Oh, my God, what a night. We were there tonight.
What, you're at the game?
We were at the game tonight. We were at the Winnipeg game. We were at the Dallas clincher.
Uh-huh.
And
three
we were
of the
there
best
tonight.
Freaking games
we were at
you
the
could
three
ever see.
Clinchers.
Close yes. it out.
Yeah.
Yes, all
right.
We
so,
were at all those. So
long-time
Blues fan. We grew up. I grew up in Belleville. I'm a Belleville boy. I've been a fan of the Blues since the late 70s. Shout out to all my Belleville friends tonight. the Bird Man. You're listening. I know you're out there, Bird.
Wait, so you have season tickets?
No, I'm not a season ticket holder, but I've been a diehard Blues fan. I'm a longtime Blues fan, and my son was with me at all three games this year, and we just had a blast. And it's just, it's been amazing. What a great, what a great thing for the city. We just had a great time.
Hey, as a Blues fan, to see them close those three games out, and I think aside from game five on Sunday in San Jose, those three games, all things considered, might be the most impressive three games I've ever seen from Blues teams. It's just, it's remarkable because their three best games or three best efforts might have been the three games with the biggest stakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, and, you know, I got to give all credit to Berube. I mean, My biggest thing, my son was a little down on them after they lost that the hand pass game, and I kept saying, you know, this team is something else. They're not like your typical Blues team. No knock against teams of the past, but this team has got something special going on, and I got to give all credit to Craig Berube.
Oh, he's got
these guys locked in, and they're playing in a level where they just believe in. They got their eyes on the prize.
You
got
it.
They believe in each other. They're playing for each other.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Go Blues.
You got it, man.
You got it. How awesome is that? Go Blues indeed. All right, Chris Raby. Right now, so many people were crying. They were so happy because they've waited so long for this. So the finals start on Monday, game one.
Game one Monday.
That's pretty. That's a long wait.
Game two Wednesday, then they'll be Saturday, Monday in St. Louis, 3 and 4.
You got to be focused here. Are you going to stick around or do you got to go?
I'll stick around. We got more people that want to talk.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk to the people.
All right. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.